Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You thirsty for him this morning, let him know it. Holy Spirit, I'm thirsty for you. I'm panting for you. I want to see your power. I want to see your glory. I want a unique experience with you. Let him know how much you need him this morning. Let him know how much you need him this morning. Holy Spirit, I need you. I need you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you again this morning. Take total control. Breathe upon us afresh this hour. Thank you, Father. It's all over me. It's moving me around. It's moving me around. It's moving me around. It's all over me. It's moving me around.
The Holy Ghost power is moving around.
The Holy Ghost power is moving me around.
Come on, just rock it.
It's all over me.
It's all over me.
It's moving me around.
It's moving me around. Put your hands together now.
It's moving.
Everybody sing it and celebrate.
All over me.
All over me.
It's moving me.
It's moving
around.
Me around.
Moving me around.
Moving me around.
Moving me around.
It's moving me around.
It's all over me.
It's all over me.
It's moving me around.
It's moving me around.
The Holy Ghost power.
The Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Please, let's get seated very quickly. It's impossible to manifest your sonship without the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you have to stay filled with the Spirit in order to be led by the Spirit. If you are full of the flesh, you'll be led by the flesh. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, for the Spirit of God to be able to lead you, you must know how to keep His fire burning in your life. You must know how to keep his fire burning in your life. And so for the few minutes we have this morning, I'll just be showing you how to keep that fire burning. How to keep that fire burning. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the ones who can truly manifest as sons of God. So your manifestation is rooted in his leadings. And his leading is rooted in his in you keeping the fire burning. So how do I keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in my life? Every majestic ride in life is traceable to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. That my son testified yesterday, that he came in here to for Word of Faith Bible Institute for 3 weeks, and then a word came from the Lord, and that turned everything around. Until the fire is on, the leading is not on. So how do I keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in my life? How do I keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in my life? From 1976, I've had the privilege of his distinctive leadings into every area of my life. He leads me. I've never been to this place in my life. I've only heard the name of it. I've never been near where it is. When we are coming to Lagos, I said, go to Agege. I've never been there in my life. Anytime I'd come to Lagos, I'd gone through the other road on the way to the island. And I said, are there people there? That is, the Holy Ghost knows the name of every place. Because before any place came to be, it was here. How do I... Because your breakthrough is traceable to his distinctive leaders. The reason is simple. Anytime God leads you, he goes before you. He said he leaded his own sheep out and he goeth before them. And when he's going before you, lift up your heads, ye gates, and ye everlasting doors, be ye lifted up. That the King of glory might come in. So when God is going with you, all everlasting gates must lift up their head. He said, behold, I send also my angel to go with you to keep you in the way and bring you to the place which I have prepared for you. So you cannot be kept on a journey to where you have not been prepared for. So when he's taking you, his angel goes before you. He himself goes with you. And so the gates are lifted up and the things are prepared for you. From today, no more guesswork. Yeah. In your life, by the leading of the Spirit, you'll be manifesting your sonship naturally. Yeah. You'll be manifesting your sonship naturally. Yeah. By the leadings of the Holy Spirit, you'll be manifesting your sonship naturally. Yeah. Very few things here, which will be a reminder for many of us. Now, in Leviticus chapter 6, how to keep the fire of the Holy Ghost burning so you can continue to enjoy his leadings, which is your key to, is the key to your manifestations. He said, and they tasted not when he led them. He brought forth, he caused waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. You live in the gushing realm of life. Come and say gushing. When he's the one leading you, you live in the gushing area of life. The gushing realm of life. The gushing realm of life. Good things gushing out for you. That will be your experience from now. Yeah. They tasted not. They struggled not when he led them through the desert. There is no water in the desert, but because he's the one leading them, they tasted not. When he led them through the desert. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 21. They tasted not when he led them. Your struggle must end finally here. Yeah. And they tasted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. Water was gushing out in the desert. That will be your experience. Yeah. He cleaved the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. And the waters gushed out because he led them. You can't be frustrated with his leadings. You cannot be frustrated with his leadings. And because it's a lifetime requirement, so you need a lifetime commitment to keeping the fire on. His leading is a lifetime requirement. So you need his fire. You need to learn how to keep his fire on perpetually. Leviticus 6 and verse 12 and 13. The fire and the fire upon the altar shall ever be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. And lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. Verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall not be put out. How do I keep the fire burning? He said, you do something very simple. Just very simply. What do? Simply, you burn wood on it every morning. The word. Come and say the word. The word is God's strategy for keeping the fire on. And the word is the wood. You know, Jesus said, if they did this to the green tree, what would they do to the dry? Okay, so the green tree came here, and then the tree dried up. And he's Jesus. And so we are in the season of the dry wood. So the wood is the word. For in the beginning was the word was God, and the word was God. The same became flesh, grain. And we beheld his glory. Now he's dry. So we use the wood to keep the fire on. Come on now. So if you are not addicted to the word, it is impossible to keep the fire. For those of us who have been involved in camping at one time or another, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, if you are, and then you have bonfire on in your camp, and then they assign people and detail them on hourly basis to keep the fire on by putting new wood into it. And the higher the fire burns, the farther the white bees are from where you are. So the fire is not to keep warm. The fire is to keep away the white bees. It keeps you warm, yes, but it keeps away the wild beasts. The wild beasts are too close to you because the fire is not burning high. What an ignition out here. But how do I keep the ignition? How could I keep the flames of this fire high? By burning wood upon it every morning. Burning wood on it every morning. By burning wood on it every morning. That's how to keep the fire on. In Proverbs 26 and verse 20, he said, where no wood is, what happens? There the fire goeth out. If you don't want the fire to go out, then burn wood on it every morning. Burn wood on it every morning. Jesus said, when you pray, say, give us today our daily bread. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So burn wood on it every morning. I always tell my close pastoral people, stop studying to preach, study to live. Study to live, so that of your fullness, the people will be receiving, not of your dryness. The word is for eating before it is for preaching. So it's very important to know, anybody can keep the fire if you will take responsibility. Anybody can. Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Where no wood is. So you keep burning the wood upon it every morning to keep the fire on. In Acts chapter 6, verse 4, they said, we will give ourselves wholly, continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The ministry will engage the word on daily basis. First to minister to us so we can minister effectively to the people. Hmm. we will stand with the ministry of the word. We need the word to keep the fire alive. And situations were trying to push them asunder, but they recovered themselves. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they continuing daily, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They continue steadfastly, daily in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread. No shortcut. Number two, to keep the fire burning, you stand strong in the place of prayers, building up yourself upon your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Ghost. So you build up. Now, so you put the wood, and the prayer is a fan. So you fan the fire to catch up with the wood you are putting there in prayers. In prayers. Now, remember, the Holy Ghost came on the heels of prayers. They continue daily in prayer. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. We saw the power came on Jesus. He returned in the power of the Spirit. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And the fire was burning. Then in chapter 9, verse 28 and 29, Luke 9, 28 and 29, Jesus said in 29, he went to the mountain to pray, and the Bible recorded that, and as he prayed, verse 29, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment white and glistening. What's happening? What drama is that? He was being re-empowered. And by the time he returned, the Bible said, he returned with mighty power. Mighty power. Chapter 9 and verse 43. He returned with mighty power. They wondered, every one of them, they were amazed at the mighty power of God. Through prayer, he built up from power into mighty power. Building up yourself, Jude 20, upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus prayed his way from power into mighty power. When he was yet a coming, the demon possessed saw him. He scattered on the ground. He built up from power into mighty power on the altar of prayers. So we put the wood of the word, and then we engage the fan of prayers. Lekosha marota takata tapa yishiaga to parosamana wushigabari mane tuzano wizi garoma na bulunzano glory shangara rabaya tu saba laba 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 wushiaga koriande posia egilam baranda sanglari bayatu simbloria lebaraban. Now you see, you are fanning the fire. You are not assuming. You are fanning up the fire. Fire, go up, oh, go up now. The higher you go, the farther away the white beast. Ediba shogaba puria masugia ketia manotusu riyagaba landezo eglaranda shalabradia lotuzu. Somebody was out here accosted by robbers or ritual killers, whichever they were, and then the ringtone sounded, and that was me praying in the Holy Ghost. Clary shanglabradia lotoproria. He said, sorry, please, you can go. And they gave him money and apologized for disturbing him. You don't know power. It's only you who think we are playing. People on the other side of Jordan, they know this is fire. They know this is fire. Some thieves came into a house here in Okota, and after carrying all the luggages from the top, there was a video playing there. The power arrested them. The word. Come and say the word. The word fire. The head of the gang removed his mask and call the owner of the house. Stand up. Give me this tape. And called all the other robbery gang. He said, bring all the luggage here back. Bring it back. Bring it back now. And came back the following day to the same house. The only day, he said, I was the armed robber who came yesterday. Can I have more of the tapes? I'm not talking about theory. I'm talking about power. The reason why those thieves returned all the things, you know, I told them, I said, return this thing or you are dead. Now, less than 30 minutes after I said it, they were all arriving. Even those who have spent the money they stole, they came and said, I took the money. I've spent it. Please, please. Because you know you are dead. Not talking. We are not having fun here or trying to use both face. If you think it's both face, go and try it. If you hold one thing and you don't die by the time we close, then I'm not sent. No, I haven't found here. And I don't care who you are. I don't care which place you have come from. If you take one thing from here through that gate, you are a dead man. Now see, I'm talking about fire. You fan it up. You fan it up. Impress. The reason why some people pray and are powerless is because there is no point in fanning fire that has no wood in it. The reason some are in the world and the fire is not burning is because there is no fan to fan the fire to catch the new wood. So it is giving yourself continually to prayers and to the ministry of the word that keeps the fire burning. Roskana sugar, bakari and the suzuroba. Yeshkana barado sekleria, bebekete suzuruya. Yeshanglara bayakata zuanzezeria dapa. You're fanning the fire. Thank you, Father. And quickly, as we close, number three, to keep the fire burning, Ephesians 4, 18 to 20. Ephesians 4, 18 to 20. This one, many may not be used to it, but I tell you, it's a great mystery. Having on their understanding darkened, I'm talking about Ephesians. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5. Thank you, Father. Somebody's fire here will never go down again. Yeah. Verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, speaking to yourselves, this is one way to be drunk. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It is one of God's strategies for getting you drunk in the Spirit. Did you see some drunkenness last night? Firing yourself up, getting yourself drunk as you speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart unto God. One day I sat on the book of Psalms a whole day. Neo Shangaba topleke subla rushkana toplaria lush gliria liba. I was drinking and things were turning. In the evening of it, a man that had been 14 years barren and his wife came to visit. And I was just chatting with them on the things of God, and the two of them fell down. Of course, the man fell down. You know, men don't like falling down like that, but it's not in the church, it's in the house. That same month, he became pregnant. That same month, power from the Psalms. From what? The Psalms.
The Psalms just extol Jesus, celebrate God, and brings you into the deep things of God when you do that in the spirit. It's an experience in my life I'll never forget. It's just staying on the book of Psalms one day, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speaking to yourself, fanning yourself up in psalms. Fanning yourself up in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Eshe ni bire ribere. Eshe ni bite bade. Adupe o Jesu. Nibite muwalo.
Wake up in the morning.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you've come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit is in control. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. God is my Father, Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my God. The devil's no relation, for I'm a new creation and a member of the family of the Lord. Oh, she, oh, Jesus, how my oh, she, oh, Jesus, all on Iowa, oh, she, oh, Jesus, how my Baba gbope momu wa fun o seun emi ba legberu awon o seun fun yin oruko o seun ogo olorun oba mi o seun isegun ore re o se o Jesu a o ma yin o se o Jesu olorun ayo mi o se o Jesu a o ma yin o baba gbo pe mo mu wa fun o otega o otega ogene tega ogene mi eruwe ogene tega ejiro ogene ogene tega and you are fanning up the spirit. You're fanning up the spirit. And then you pick the book of Psalms and you stand up. You see, most of you just sit as if you are doing an exam. You stand up and begin to read. Speaking to yourself. You are not just reading. You are speaking. What are you doing? You don't read songs to fan up the spirit. You sing it. You don't read Psalms to fan up the spirit. You speak it. You take someone. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the path of the ungodly. I mean, and you walk around your room. You see, most of you just give yourself over to the devil. You kneel down. When you are awake, I mean, when you stand up, you are sleepy. Some who are sleeping on their feet, they are not kneeling down. What kind of funny religion? There is nothing wrong in kneeling down if that is your own gift. There is nothing wrong in it. I mean, people are to kneel down. But if you know you will sleep by kneeling down, then you are playing the fool. I'm up 29 hours. On my feet, because the kind of prayer I pray, there's no way I can pray it on the feet, on the knee. The knee will break. Hero baya shagaraba, kori ande sozo. The knee will suffer. So I stand up to keep awake. I've never dozed in God's presence, though. I know how not to doze. If I sit and dozing is trying to catch me, I shake my head. The dozing will disappear. There's no way. Glory to God. Somebody's here getting something here. You don't have to kneel down for your prayer to be answered. You just pray according to the will of God, not according to your needs. You pray according to the will of God, then we'll hear you. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Now hear me, there is nothing wrong in kneeling down. But most people kneel down in our traditional churches, they have slept. And people today, even in the charismatics, are sleeping on their knees. You see, the leg will move small. After some time, the leg will cool down. The man has slept. Glory to God. And then when you touch him, say, are you sleeping? Say, no, I'm not sleeping. You are just waking up. Amen. Because as at the point he was hearing you, he's out of the sleep, so it's correct. Are you sleeping? No, I was sleeping, but I'm no longer sleeping. Glory to God. Come on, shout hallelujah. Now, how much dancing can you do on your knees? Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual what? Songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I went searching for a hymn book 1976. Because some hymns came out from one bedroom when one little person was singing. And it fired me up. So I went looking for the book. And I bought the book. 2 naira 8 kobo. Walking in sunlight. All of my journey over the mountains through that divide. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake you. Promise divine that never can fail. I mean, I had to go look for it. God was speaking to my future. I didn't know. I heard that song November 74. And I kept hunting for any book I get. I want to find out whether that song is there. Then I had another one the same time. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow, many arrows pierce my side from without within. But my God leads me on through him, I must win. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Fears are gone, home at last, ever to rejoice. I mean, it came so strong. And I have the hymn book in my Bible, I mean, in my bag. I always open to sing. Trials dark on every side, and we cannot understand all the way that God will lead us to the blessed promised land. But he will guide us with his eyes, and we follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by. You need to learn how to fire up. Thank you, Father. When I'm singing my song, it's better in my room. Because I do all kinds of misbehaviors doing it. I have learned how to keep the fire on, man. The fire is burning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't know when your next attack will come. Wisdom demands that you are set for it. You must be so much on fire that the attack is afraid. Thank you, Jesus. Three ways to keep the fire burning. The wood on it every morning. Fanning in through the prayers. Through praying in the Holy Ghost. And then number three. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This, no doubt, will help you keep this fire. Not just between now and Shiloh 2011. But the fire will be on the remaining days of your life. Amen. There is a story of one of the great patriarchs of our time. And that is Billy Graham. Every morning, he consumes 2 chapters of the book of Psalms. 3. And then 1 chapter of the Proverb. Every morning. That's apart from his study. Can't you see how relevant he has been? Over the deep. He said, he goes through the Psalms for inspiration. Fire me up for the day. And then Proverbs for how to deal in the affairs of life. Those are regular consumptions outside his regular study. You know, don't watch this fire go out. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Savior, Master, Friend, and I know that thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I love him. I have proved him on and on. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust him more. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. I have proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace, truth touch him all. But you never can tell the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. So trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You need to know how to fire your spirit up in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and then you're ready to go. Thank you, Father. I'm sure last night's experiment must have helped you to know that you can trigger the Holy Ghost up in praise. Amen. Did you see some drunken people yesterday? You are also one of them. You were drunk. You were drunk last night. I mean, the cloud just got thick and everybody was just misbehaving under the intoxication of praise. The Holy Ghost, the new wine was poured out and I saw you spinning. I saw you just shaking your head. I saw you just moving your leg. That's how he does it. Thank you, Father. Now, Holy Spirit, empower me to keep your fire burning in my life. He's the one who can do it. Praise God. Empower me to keep the fire burning in my life. Would you stand to your feet, everybody? Rekushagarada bayakata kuleya. Empower me to keep the fire burning. Now pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray with the consciousness of keeping the fire burning. Pray with the consciousness of keeping the fire burning. Redo sigara bayashaguleke. Everybody, everywhere. Come on, fan up the fire. Fan up the fire where you are. Start fanning up the fire. Reketezozia bayatagara. Instrumentalists, just get on the system. Instrumentalists only. Get on the instruments now. Come on, fan up the fire. Reketozia le predia ye changala balabalabalaba. Redekenota ambrada bayatagleria ye tanoro. Redeketo brekeneta zizorobo yoto korobo. Berekero dekeredo beredeyo rekonare redia yeka yekeredosi edeboriande karetesiano babalaka babalaka ezokleru yekerianeso beriada sangalabaya tozia. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's display some Holy Ghost madness. You just play a regular tone and each one will be singing his song to the tone. And you'll be dancing your dance. You don't have to bother about anybody else. Amen. I'm dancing my way into power. I'm dancing my way into higher fire. I'm dancing my way up. I'm singing my way up. You can sing songs. You can sing psalms. You can even take the Bible and be reading the psalms. While the music is going on, and then you are just doing your thing, and then the fire is just going up. The fire is just going up. You are singing your song. Jehovah Mela. Oh Imela. Jehovah Mela. Jehovah Mela. You just singing your song and dancing your dance. And dancing it consciously with the understanding of getting drunk.
Yes.
If you can't sing it in your language, sing it in tongues. I will sing in my spirit and my spirit will understand it also. Do that for 8 minutes. How many minutes? Come on now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, get drunk. Come on, get drunk in the spirit.
Thank you.
Take your Bibles up. Glory to God. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in Psalms. Woo! Just take any psalm and speak it out. Take any psalm now. I'm not saying just pray. I say take any psalm. Speaking to yourself in Psalms. Take any psalm and you have 2 minutes to speak to yourself in Psalms. Now, pick any psalm now and 2 minutes speaking to yourselves in Psalms. Read it out. Wherever, don't care about anybody around you. Speak to yourself in Psalms. The heaven declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. All their line is gone out through all the earth, and their works to the end of the world. In them that is set the tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah! How many have just heard God speak to them now? How many heard God speak to them from the psalm? I just went through Psalm 19. Just opened the psalm and then I was in Psalm 19. And he was just talking to me directly. That psalm was written for me this morning. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Speaking to yourself in Psalms. So anytime you wake up and you don't feel like praying, just open the Psalm. Then he helps usher you into his presence. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Please mark whatever he tells you now. Mark it in your Bible. I mean, because the Holy Ghost is just here. He's the one opening the Bible. Amen. He's the one opening the Bible. Just mark what he's told you this morning from that little song. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. How many are fired up this morning? Woo! Hallelujah! In the Holy Ghost class yesterday, there were over 2,000 people there. And over 80% of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, we have the last segment today. You just go in there at the Hope Entrance. Because you could just see us as misbehaving if you are not part of us. You have to be part of this. All of you just got saved and you haven't had the opportunity of being baptized in the Holy Ghost. This is your day. And then you go in there when it's time for the specialized classes. And then you just join us in speaking this mad language. It's a very interesting one. It opens up your intellect. You are wiser than your peers. You are smarter than men. You are smart as an angel. It causes a breath to come on your intellect. It breathes through your body and your body is formed up. That lady from Tanzania said she had this HIV AIDS and had been coming here before. But after the power of the Holy Ghost, she said, no, Holy Ghost power. If this power is real, you can't be here inside me. And went for a test, HIV negative. I tell you, that fire can consume anything that's unwanted in your body. Can consume anything that's unwanted in your body. Glory to God. Alagbara bi ara o eya juda kini. Sing it for 2 minutes and we close.
Alagbara bi ara o eya juda.
Come on, dance to him. Amen.
David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come. Hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Otta,